Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
On the Amy Beth Arkley Show, we meet together in Mosaic of Voices from the Arts, Politics, Personal Growth, and Justice. How are you? It's our summertime feel, so it's more music than musings these days. We'll see what comes over the transom and take on that free-form cultural cacophony. Love to get you in the mix. You're listening live. It is Saturday, July 10th. Early start today. It's 9 a.m. out west, 11 a.m. central, and high noon here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PubNet chat box also available if you got the social media memo about the early start. Twitter, of course, is 24/7. At A.B. Wright, Albing, Helma, Vitals, and Ever-Ready PCS, protruding Aurora in the booth, ML, at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Dunkin'. The universe still runs in Dunkin'. Indulge in all your favorites, including their iced lattes for the summer season. The universe runs in Dunkin'. Also by PopNet, it's arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables, which give us a chance to salute some great music and some songs. So, can you believe we got some luminary birthdays to celebrate? No, no, no. He's not 81. He doesn't look a day over 50. Ringo Starr celebrated this week. It's been peace, love, and joy all those years. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
The lady that I know just came from Colombia. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out some marijuana. Uh-huh. She said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find a door. A woman that I know just came from Mallorca, Spain. She smiled because I did not understand.
Can you hear that? program is made possible in part by a grant from Baskin-Robbers. Stop in and try our new double fudge frozen yogurt, but first empty your pockets on the counter and lay face down on the floor.
Tonight I'm gonna burn this town down.
Long, a forgotten 45 for Vinny. Thanks for taking along for the ride. The Go-Go's hitting the charts back on this week in 1981 with that great album, Beauty and the Beat. I still have it somewhere with the great cover art of their face masks and everything. Really cool. And Our Lips Are Sealed, one of their big hits. And Ringo Starr kicking us open. The No-No song. Ringo Starr celebrating his birthday this past week, July 7th. 81 candles on his cake, believe it or not. He must be doing something right, exuding all that love, joy, and peace his entire life, because he looks like not a day over 50. Amazing indeed. It is the end of the Darkly Show. What's going on with you this summer weekend? You got any big plans? The weather here has been kind of dismal. We've had a lot of rain and muggy conditions here in the Northeast. Today it's just overcast and kind of muggy, but a tad cooler. I don't know where it is in your neck of the woods or what you're up to. Are you all out there like a lot of folks are? Or are you still COVID cautious? Or like me, you kind of have FOGO, like you're afraid of going anywhere. Weigh in. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box available. Should you find yourself joining us live for the early Saturday, July 10th ride? I want to know what's on your mind. Anything, everything, of course, is also available. Hey, speaking of birthdays, another great luminary, a singer-songwriter with a social conscience on his mind for oh so many decades. I think he says he's going to retire, but I'm not so sure if that's true. Arlo Guthrie celebrating his birthday, 74 candles on his cake today. And he has been singing about important issues for a long time. Here's one resonating from the late 60s, early 70s, still today, unfortunately, Deportee. It's Arlo Guthrie on the Internet Darkly Show.
Crops are all in, the beaches are rotting, the oranges are piled in their creosote dumps. They're flying you back to the Mexico border to pay all your money to wait back again. My father's own father, you waited that river. They took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come working the fruit trees, and they rode the truck till they took down and died. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mi amigo, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee. Some of us are eagles, and others not wanted. Our work contract's out, and we have to move on. 600 miles to the Mexico border, they chase us like outlaws, like rustlers and thieves. We died in your hills and we died on your deserts. We died in your valleys, we died on your plains. We died in your trees and we died in your bushes. Both sides of the river, we've died just the same. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mi amigo, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee. Skyplane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. Like a fireball of lightning, it shook all our hills. And who are these friends, oh, scattered like dry leaves? The radio says they are just deportees. Is this the best way we can grow our big orchards? This the best way we can grow our good fruit? To fold like dry leaves and rot on your topsoil, and be known by no name except deportee. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mi amigo, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee.
Cannonball I've been down this road before. I remember every tree, every single blade of grass holds a special place for me. I remember every town and every hotel room, every song I ever sang, my guitar out of tune. Roses miss the dew. I've been down this road before, alone as I can be, careful not to let my past go sneaking up on me. Got no future in my happiness, my regrets are very few. Sometimes a little tenderness is the best that I could do. I remember everything, things I can't forget. Swimming pools of butterflies slip right through the net. How I miss you in the morning light, like roses miss the dew. How I miss you in the morning light, like roses miss the dew.
Randy Carlisle, what a great version of the John Prine song, his final song to win a posthumous Grammy. I remember everything on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. We heard from the band with Mavis and the other staples from Martin Scorsese's The Last Waltz doing The Wait. It was July 1st, 1968 when their debut album, Music from Big Pink, was released. Big Pink, of course, the house where the members of the band were living in Socrates, New York, outside of Woodstock. They wrote all the music and the songs for that album and maybe rehearsed there, but they recorded the album at Bob Dylan's studio in New York City. Intriguing. Notes. And another icon from the 60s and 70s, singer-songwriter Arlo Guthrie's classic Deportee unfortunately resonates still today with the whole immigration deal. He's celebrating his 74th birthday today. He says he's pretty much retiring, maybe from the road, but I don't know about that. We'll see. He's entitled to it, of course, but it's hard to get these musicians and artists to retire, if you know what I mean. Hey, what's on your mind? Twitter, AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, Fontanet chat box. Kind of see what you're up to this summer weekend, and are you in the go-go-go mode? Is it the hot vac summer for you, or are you still COVID cautious and or suffering from FOGO? Let's hear about it, if you don't mind, or anything else that may be on your mind. As we roll back in time, I'm always nostalgic from the era that is sort of, well, I'm too young to have appreciated at the time, back in the 60s, but it was the summer, I guess, early July, July 8th, 1967, when the Monkees went on tour. Their opening act? The Jimi Hendrix Experience. Put those two together, you might find yourself in a purple haze.
don't be slow.
No, 'cause I'm leaving in the morning, and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together, till the morning brings my train, and I must go. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation. Take the last train to Cottsville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I feel alone.
Lord, we don't need
song back in 1965 on this stage, July 10th, Jackie DeShannon on the Amy Beth Darkway Show, and it's still so today, indeed. That one for Lonnie. Thank you so much for checking in. And some great music also from that era in the 60s, The Last Waltz, was the great Martin Scorsese film with the band, and Mavis Staples and the other Staples were involved in that rendition of The Wait. We did that one already. That was last time. All right. I am behind the times here, right? We did The Last Train to Clarksville. Never mind The Last Waltz. And The Monkees, who were on tour in 1967 with the opening act, The Jimi Hendrix Experience with Purple Haze. Those two don't really go together, do they? They did back then. Maybe they do now. Who knows? Very diverse audience indeed. We're doing a little nostalgia trip, it seems, today, but we've got contemporary things, too. It's kind of a mixed blend, you know, our free-form thing. Anything, everything on your mind, by all means, weigh in. Twitter is AB Writes, Facebook page, .net chat box, and the phone line, 347-857-4505, available. Should you find yourself joining live for our very free-form, casual Saturday, July 10th show. Anything, everything on your mind, by all means, weigh in. Dom, .net chat box, says, hey, AB, listening live and loving it. The early stuff is good for me. By the way, you're going to talk about you-know-who and what he pulled this week. I suspect you're talking about number 45, the disgraced, twice-impeached, former rogue Oval Office occupant. Yeah, he knows no shame. That's part of his problem. After last week when his company, with his name on it, was indicted along with his CFO, who was hauled off in handcuffs, at least for a few minutes, but he was not personally charged yet. This week, he is... deflecting, I guess, with a lawsuit of his own. He's suing, quote-unquote, class action suit against Twitter and Facebook for tossing him off and depriving him of his First Amendment free speech rights. The problem is we've got to elect somebody who understands the Constitution and what the First Amendment does. That means the free speech end of it means the government can't put you in jail for what you say. But it doesn't deprive a private company of tossing you off their platform should you be inciting violence and insurrection, which is what he did. So... that's okay. It's kind of like the equivalent if you go to a restaurant and you see the sign that says no shoes, no shirt, no service. It's the same kind of thing. So, sorry. It's going to lose, but he's going to make noise and blow hard, and that's what he does. He sues a lot of people and threatens to do it and that kind of thing because he knows no shame. That's part of the problem. The other thing I saw that was kind of interesting, he's now, you know, his summer golf residence is Bedminster, New Jersey, his club there. And in May, the civil service folks who are protecting him had to pay over $10,000 in rent to stay at a cottage on the grounds there. So we're, you know, he's charging us to protect him. So the taxpayers are still being built from the ex-grifter-in-chief. Incredible, if you ask me. What's on your mind? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, .net chat box, who's weighing in, and what can you say about that? Hello? Anybody? Oh, yeah, Mark says, hey, don't forget that the GOP and Trump are no friends of the police. Trump is starting noise about the police officer killing that Ashley Babbitt woman, and Congress, the GOP, are refusing to fund the Capitol Police. Yeah, this is true. Don't go around, the GOP is always talking about how they back the blue. They don't back the blue. They don't even back their own blue. Their money is running out with funding because of so much overtime and so much problems after the January 6th insurrection that some Capitol Police officers may be furloughed. Isn't that outrageous to you? It's crazy to me. And unconscionable, their attitude. And Trump, of course, wants to unmask, so to speak, the police officer who killed this woman, Ashley Babbitt, who was a Trump supporter, who was drinking the QAnon Kool-Aid like there was no business. If anybody's responsible for her death, it's Trump and those people that radicalized her. She was storming the Capitol and breaking in with a whole mob. It's unfortunate that she got shot, but it was legitimate because she was a threat. And now he wants to, and of course it was ruled a credible shoot. But they're holding the name of the officer in abeyance because the person will receive major death threats and possibly much worse than that with the way these people have been ginned up. But Trump is actually going out there again, recklessly speaking, and ginning people up, and then he'll say free speech, oh, I was exaggerating, oh, no, big deal. This is what happens. He's the one. Not the only one, but he's among those who got this woman killed, if you want to place blame. Don't blame it on people who are doing their job, and don't you dare say if you're supporting this nonsense, that you back the blue, because you don't. And anybody who says it, it's convenient to say it, but it's not true. It's misguided. We've got to be honest with each other about what is going on in this country and who is supporting what. And the Democrats, and only the Democrats right now, and this has not always been the case, but right now it is, are the only party that's supporting democracy. The Republicans, in the main, with very rare exceptions, and there are a few, but the main thrust of it is just how fealty to Donald Trump, and it's okay to go rogue, and it's okay to slouch towards authoritarianism because we're offended by critical race theory, which they don't know anything about. We're offended because today in Charlottesville they're taking down the statue of Robert E. Lee. We're offended by the quote-unquote culture wars. We don't want cancel culture unless we're doing the canceling. That's what's going on here. And there's extremes on both sides, that's true. But it's not a whataboutism situation, and they're not very fine people on both sides, and unfortunately there are very few people. There are a few, like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and maybe Mitt Romney. There are a few Republicans who are still for the Democratic principles with varying degrees of discussion. But most of them are not. Most of them are just about power, clinging to power, and fealty to Donald Trump because that's the only way they can stay in power. That's their attitude about it. To me, that's nuts, and something's got to be done. Reclaim the party, start another party, whatever it may be, but you got to call it like you see it, and it's not good right now. Twitter, AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505. Anybody else? Voting rights are the key, so says Deb, and Trump and the Republicans know that if more people vote, they're going nowhere. Well, that's part of it. That's why they're pushing and trying to suppress the vote. The Arizona fraud it, by the way. They still want more time. I think what it is, I'm really shocked by this, though. I thought they would just come up with a fake number because at some point they're just going to say, oh, yeah, we found these extra ballots and there's bamboo stains or whatever. I mean, just lie about it because that's what they're standing for. But I'm guessing they actually did recount them and it's coming up the same as it was before, and they're just going to keep doing it. And now there are people that want to do it. There's one, well, it's really one guy and one state senator who was at the January 6th insurrection, by the way, who wants to have a fraud in Pennsylvania. Now, Pennsylvania has some problems because I think they have a Republican-controlled state Senate, but they have an attorney general and a governor who are Democrat, so it's not probably going to go as easily forward. But it is funny when you see I think it was the Secretary of State or the Attorney General from Pennsylvania who said, look, we prosecute voter fraud. There are very few cases of it. There were a handful of cases of it this time, and they were all people who were trying to vote more than once for Trump. So again, you can harp on voter fraud, but which way does it go? That's my question. Which way does it go? It's interesting, and I think in Arizona now, the Secretary of State, who happens to be a Democrat now, says that they would like to start an investigation about Trump and the GOP meddling in the election. So, I mean, this can go round robin and on, but the truth is, where is the fraud? Who's starting it? Who's doing it? That becomes the question. Twitter, AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505. In the meantime, it's like we're running with our eyes closed. Here's Jason Isbell, the 400 unit. I'm Amy Bethurkley Show.
My hand, and if this isn't love, then it must. I started fooling around with the vertical hold. We and spaghetti. We sat and we talked into the night. What Channel 2 was signing off the air. I found the softness of the mouth. We made lots of bombs burst. I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria.
Great, Dean Friedman, love that song. Ariel, kind of a summertime. Forgotten 45. For Yancey, thanks for chiming in on the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. Neil Young captured live after the gold rush. Sheryl Crow searing in the end about, you know, and running with her eyes closed from Jason Isbell and the 400 unit. That album reunion, not a dud on the album at all. Indeed, it is the Amy Beth Arkwe Show, enjoying some music and musings with you. A quick shout out to Bonnie in Purdy's, New York. That's our Inspiration to Action Challenge shout out. This week, she says, thanks for giving me, as you would call it, the creative kick in the keister. I'm writing poetry again and maybe starting to paint. Hey, Bonnie, keep going. Keep us posted, please. Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also spiriting other folks on. On the other hand, if you need that creative kick in the keister, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one, you know, is always on me, and I'll give you a primer on the challenge, some other tips and tricks to get you in a more creative mode. But you got to give me 2 to 3 weeks to connect. But please do so either way at the website, amybetharkawi, A-R-K-A-W-I.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed, or you can just Google us. Hey, while you're there, chime in with guest suggestions, big story, forgotten 45 requests, and yeah, we're going to start up our compassion and action stories again. And also peruse my stories. You want to get yourself a summer mystery, the Eliza Gordon Mystery Series available, as well as some other goodies for Kindle and paperback. So check it all out. We have the links to the podcast and social media connections, too. One-stop shopping at the website, amybetharkawi.com. Thanks to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, and the headquarters for keeping us moving. Thank you for joining us. Miss the show, want to hear it again. Don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcasts. Find us wherever you get your podcasts and be able to listen for select editions of the Amy Beth Arkwe Show on the Arts Radio Network, PopNet, and now on PodStream. As we said, all the roads lead back to the website, amybetharkwe.com. So thanks to the TCS crew, and thank you. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and please come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. We're going to leave you with a little trip under the boardwalk with the Drifters. Take care. You know I love you all.
Oh, when the sun goes down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sound of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
make it with my baby where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk.
People walking above.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk.